AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Labor Department this morning reporting 303,000 jobs were created in March. That's four more than the 200,000 economists were expecting, casting more doubt on whether the Fed will lower interest rates anytime within the foreseeable future. Nearly 6 months into the war in the Middle East, the Biden administration is dramatically shifting its tone in a call with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
The president demanding Israel dramatically increase humanitarian assistance, open additional crossings, and reduce violence against civilians and aid workers. Biden also calling for an immediate ceasefire.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Today, President Biden visiting the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse and meeting with relatives of the six workers that were killed. A powerful nor'easter has left hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses without power in New England. In New Hampshire, a woman was killed when her home's propane tank exploded after a tree fell on it. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Paid parental leave is coming to the universities of Wisconsin. Full-time employees can get up to 6 weeks off after a child is born or adopted. The Board of Regents reviewed the new policy yesterday. It takes effect July 1st. System President Jay Rothman says it'll keep Wisconsin competitive with other schools. April is Autism Month. More kids in the U.S. are being diagnosed, and plenty of adults, too. Katie Hess is with the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. She says she's encouraged by increasing public awareness.
We're learning new information all the time. So certainly reach out to your local chapter, your Autism Society, ask questions.
The Autism Society in Wisconsin is training businesses on how to better serve employees and clients with autism. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Monona Grove School District has a new superintendent. Tanya Frederick comes to Monona Grove from Elmbrook, where she's the assistant superintendent of teaching and learning. Before that, she ran the Waukesha County Special Education Cooperative. After final contract negotiations with the school board and a background check, Frederick will start on July 1st. She takes over for Dan Olson, who's retiring after 30 years in education. Wisconsin will soon outlaw private donations for election operations, but that won't take effect for a few weeks. That's when Tuesday's statewide referendum vote will be certified. In the meantime, the city of Madison has spent $1.5 million in grants from the Center for Tech and Civic Life. The Cap Times reports city officials have been moving quickly, knowing they couldn't spend the money if the amendments were approved. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers hosting the Seattle Mariners. Reese Hoskins is off to a good start at first base and at the plate.
Replay overturned it.
Now Hoskins flirting with the pole. It's gone. Reese Hoskins makes it 2-0.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin, Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold.
Look, we're trying to win as many games as we can here this year and in the long run, you know, and so that's a tricky thing for us to balance when we're able to add veterans here with the type of track record that Reese has. That's really exciting. You know, he fits so well.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee has lost four of their last five games.
There's at times that we play really well. There's at times that we don't. But at the end of the day, again, we had open shots like AJ had one, Malik had one, BP had one. Like, we had open shots. Pat, I think, had one. I had two. You know, you gotta make shots.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. And then we are keeping an eye on a system that'll bring some wind and rain on Sunday, Monday into Monday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every topic is a panic, and we really have to do something about it. I will hyperventilate and curl up in a corner someplace in the fetal position and not say a word for another week.
Okay.
As I always told Anne, my wife, it was like being locked in a shark cage for 3 hours.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8. On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocates Radio show. Pat Kreitlow joins the show. We air the grievances and we give you the details of Joe Biden's visit to Madison.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The conduct that he displayed on January the 6th, all day long, basically, alone disqualifies him to be president. None of these people were in the Capitol on any legitimate business, and my own view as a law and order conservative is they all ought to be in jail for a very long period of time.
Yes, John Bolton, we have always said that you are right about everything. Oh, I'm sorry, Karl Rove. Did you want to say something about January 6th?
If they were smart, they'd take the January 6th and go hard at it. And they would say, he wants to pardon these people who attacked our Capitol. I worked in that building as a young man. To me, the Congress of the United States is one of the great examples of the strength of our democracy and a jewel of the Constitution. And what those people did when they violently attacked the Capitol in order to stop a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to accept the results of the Electoral College is a stain on our history. And every one of those sons of who did that, we ought to find them, try them, and send them to jail.
Yes, Karl Rove, we have always said you are correct, as is Liz Cheney and John Bolton.
Yep.
Oh, my
so
God.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
We are in the weirdest timeline. We've completely traumatized Jody Hamilton this morning as well. Why? Because all the weirdness settles in the end of the week.
Yep.
And you said, I'm going to go eat my breakfast, to which you and I both said, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter with a baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. And she'd never heard that before.
Oh, help me.
If you're a listener to the Stephanie Miller Show,
yeah,
you've heard that before.
Yeah, it's peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott tweets, comedy drives MAGA more bonkers than they already are, which is why you need to go to sexyliberal.com immediately, because, look, it's Sexy Liberal Friday. Fugelsang, Frangela, Glenn Kirshner, who will join us in Philly, Hal Sparks, it's... Oh, I have a lot of surprises, too. I can't tell you about all of them yet, but oh, my God. It's great.
I also think we're the funniest show on Free Speech TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Hartman whips out a fart joke every now and then.
Every now and then.
We make him giggly.
Yeah.
Oh, he will join us in Portland.
That's right.
He will be on panel, our Sexy Liberal panel. Portland. When's that? September. I may be AI by then. I'm not sure I'll survive all 15 cities, so I'd get your tickets now.
It'll be a two-pack hologram?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, good point by Scott. Comedy drives MAGA more bonkers than they already are, especially satire. Maybe they don't get it, or maybe they do, and that's what infuriates them. Andy Borowitz is one of the best at it. His newest piece is titled, Desperate Trump Tries to Fix Plunging Stock Price with Sharpie.
Yep. That's what it is.
And also, it's probably illegal what he's doing, trying to pump up his... Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, the other... And the two founders are guilty of insider trading. And it's, yeah, I know, it's... we shocked Glenn Kirshner. Really? Trump's involved in something shady? What? Okay. Oh, this was a... I think this was a really good news week on par. No labels. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Folding up their tent. LOL GOP says, I think No Labels is quitting because RFK Jr. is already a good enough spoiler to help Trump.
Yep.
Dear God, can he get crazier? What? So this email that he sent out, a fundraising email, referred to the January 6th insurrectionists as activists who had been stripped of their constitutional liberties. It called for the exoneration of Julian Assange, who he referred to as a political prisoner, called for both Assange and the January 6th insurrectionists as victims of prosecutorial misconduct. The campaign tried to walk it back and blame the marketing company or blah, blah, blah. But
I can't imagine that someone high up doesn't sign off on these things.
Right.
Go out.
But didn't he say he would pardon the January 6th? I mean, now I'm like going, is he going for the Trump vote? Like,
I think he's going
for everybody.
It's hard
to tell because he's so
hard
crazy.
Hard left and hard right. He's going for the hard left and the hard right.
Yeah, well, and he said this is the right wing talking about guns. He said, oh, it's not the guns. It's video game. I'm like, are you kidding? Where is that?
It's 13 and 14.
Yeah. Okay, 13.
Yeah.
We've always had abundance of guns in this country. In the past 20 years, there's been no per capita increase in the amount of guns we have. And yet these killings, killings have exploded.
First of all, that's completely insane. Uh-huh. Read Fred Gutenberg's book. There's, I can't even remember the number of assault weapons has...
Since the ban got
What's something
lifted?
Not quadrupled, 11 billion to dist? Something.
Quintupled?
More than that.
Octupled?
Times
oh
infinity.
Oh, my God.
Times infinity.
What a stupid right-wing talking point. Yeah. And then, of course, it's to, you know, oh, the antidepressant. Here he goes.
Here
the
he goes
pharma
with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And we need to look at, you know, at other reasons for that as well, a potential reason. NIH has not studied the etiology or the cause of gun violence since 1996. And NIH needs to be studying them to see if there's connections to some of the SSRI and psychiatric drugs people are taking, whether there's connections to video games.
Oh, my God, he's a Scientologist. He is against
my God.
SSRIs. Okay. He's a Scientologist.
He is a nutcase. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you know.
Okay. Speaking of, can I blind you with science now that we played that stupidity? Robert Reich said 4 years ago, Trump began hawking hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID, though multiple studies found it didn't help, and at least one study found it increased the risk of death. A sudden run led to shortages that hurt patients with lupus, the disease the drug is actually made to treat. I mean, oh my God. This just anti-vax stupidity that RFK Jr. is peddling is just, ugh. Okay. Should we? Yes. When would you ever think I would say yes, please, John Bolton? I'd like to hear more from you.
Oh, really?
All right.
And since he has a short attention span, that can work at least for a while until it pops back into his head.
Oh, sorry. But I need three. I need three first. Sorry.
Three. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Three first. Yes. Go ahead.
So, as Donald Trump's former national security advisor, you believe that all Americans and everyone should take it very seriously when he says he wants to withdraw from NATO, and a second Donald Trump term, you believe, would mean almost an immediate withdrawal from NATO?
Well, I think he would do it very early in the term. The remedy I would propose to anybody who doesn't want us to withdraw from NATO is find a way to distract his attention.
Yeah, and then he went on to say.
And since he has a short attention span, that can work at least for a while until it pops back into his head. But this is, I think, unfortunately, a very good example of what a second Trump term will be like. A lot of things he talked about in the first term, maybe made some tentative steps toward, but didn't actually carry through on, we'll see again in a second term. And Trump himself says quite frequently on the campaign trail that he's going to exact retribution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard, what was it, Steve Bannon saying, oh, this time are you going to not make the same mistake again? You're actually going to lock her up? Meaning Hillary Clinton, who was guilty of nothing? Like, oh, yeah, yeah. One last one.
Now, he casts it in the guise of saying he's protecting his supporters, that he's going to get retribution on their behalf. But make no mistake about it, it will be a retribution presidency on behalf of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I was reading an article this morning. People like Zoe Lofgren and Adam Schiff are having frank talks with their staff on how to protect themselves.
Yeah.
should
believe
Trump
him.
Lock them up.
Right. He says he will imprison the January 6th committee.
Investigated January 6th. And so they've been having real, frank talks on how to deal with that sort of thing. It's insane.
Yes, Karl Rove, I would like to hear more from you as well.
One of the critical mistakes made in this campaign is that Donald Trump has now said, I'm going to pardon those people because they're hostages. No, they're not. They're thugs. There were people, some of them had automatic weapons at a hotel in Virginia hoping to be able to be called up. We had people saying, where's Nancy Pelosi? We had people who were, you know, taking desks and sitting at the desk of the Speaker of the House and attempting to, you know, find people in order to bring them to justice and saying to the, yelling at the police, kill them all.
Azalee in Illinois. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You know what? To listen to these people, all of a sudden they're turning on Donald Trump. You know, they're still the same who they are.
Yes.
You know, like Karl Rove, they haven't changed.
Yes.
But they're turning because the American people are waking up.
Yeah.
And seeing.
Yeah,
you know,
they're trying to get on the right side of history, and all their books should be called Now a Warning.
You know what? 91, and I've seen it before. That's what they do.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That's just what they do.
You are adorable. I remember you, Azalee. 91, yes. And she is plucky.
Yes.
She's got spunk.
That's right.
I remember your mom. Yeah. You know what? That thing about the going into the bank, it's your free speech. You say stick them up, but that's not what you're going to be prosecuted for. It's you know, just because you opened your mouth.
I mean,
that really makes no sense.
That's right.
And, you know, that's what I had called. But
Thank you.
Glenn Kirshner already said that. So can I just say Donald Trump's defense now from his whatever lawyers is a defense of delays.
Yes.
That's all they got.
That's right. That's
delay,
right.
Delay, delay, delay.
That's right.
And, we're going through all of this as a nation because Donald Trump doesn't want to go to jail.
That's right.
You know, I don't want to go to jail either, but I'm going to try not to do the stuff that's going to put me in jail.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Azalee.
Amen.
91, and she knows what's what and who's who.
Yep.
She's fucky.
Don't commit crimes if you don't want to go to jail.
That's what I've been saying.
I think she's hot for Glenn Kirshner, and who isn't, really?
I saw his high school football picks.
Michael in Oakland. Hello, Michael.
Hi. You know, I have a proposal for Biden politically on the documents case. If people feel there's a two-tier system, he should actually just try this on for size. He should pardon Trump on that beat, but then publish the damage assessment that came from it. In other words, the damage that Trump did to national security.
Yeah.
If Trump accepts the pardon, he's admitting he's guilty. And if he turns down the pardon, then he has no case against Biden saying it's election interference and blah, blah, blah. Biden was going to let you off the hook. You turned it down. But the more important thing is that even there are so many differences between Trump and Biden's case on this. The biggest difference is that there was no damage from what Biden did. And apparently there are absolute megatons of damage from what Trump did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. You know, that saying, Michael, there's no dumb ideas. I'm just saying, pardoning him for anything. But we love you anyway. No. 999. No. We pardon the fascists for nothing.
999999!
I mean, I get your point, but right. Still. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the coziness of my earth in my when I'm in my bed, in my sheets, or in my jammies, or even using my bath towels.
Or even the fake president upstairs.
Yes, the fake president has presidential thread count in his sheets. 15 awesome colors made from viscose from bamboo, made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Cozy Earth, the most luxurious bedding products. Ooh, I'm getting a comforter cover too because everything else feels like sandpaper after you've had your cozier sheets and your cozier jammies. You can't. And temperature regulating technology adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. The best fabrics, materials, weaves, superior softness. Ugh, and the 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. I mean, come on, that's confidence. Cozy Earth products. Get them in your self-care routine now. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and your sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code Miller for 35% off.
Flying off the left bank of the American Main Street, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Don't be fooled by other big gold gimmicks offering $10,000 of free silver. I'm here to tell you what these other big gold companies don't want you to know. Our team has decades of experience helping people just like you roll over their IRAs and 401ks into a gold IRA. Learn the secrets behind these unhinged tactics by calling the people you can trust, Genesis Gold Group.
Genesis Gold Group empowers faith-driven stewardship. Call Genesis Gold today at 1-800-200-GOLD for a no-commitment informative consultation and to receive your free definitive gold guide. Call now or visit GenesisGoldGroup.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
How do you like it? How do you like it? How do you like it? How do you like it?
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fridays with Bugle Sang coming up in just a few minutes. Christopher, who said millions of Americans are relieved that No Labels finally decided to do the right thing and keep Donald Trump out of the White House. Now it is time for Robert Kennedy Jr. to see the writing on the wall that no third party has a path forward to winning the presidency. We must come together to defeat the biggest threat to our democracy and our country, Donald Trump. Who said that?
Beanie and Cecil.
No, that would be the MoveOn.org executive director.
I was wrong.
Yes. Okay. Indeed. Oh, here's a surprise to no one. Public social media posts flagged indicate that the retired Navy serviceman, Eric Lee Bowling, charged with ramming his car into the gate at the Atlanta FBI field office, was a Trump supporter who had links to QAnon.
Yep. Not shocking.
Chris, who said Donald Trump is facing 91 felony charges? If Republicans want to name something after him, I suggest they find a federal prison.
Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
No, that was a good one, though. No, Representative Jerry Conley on renaming Dulles Airport.
Okay.
I have some version of Trump's name. Okay, Noel Kastler, our buddy, our pal, who will join us
next week. Thursday.
Yes. He said he tweets there were zero perks to working around Trump except when dogs would bark at the mere sight of him. That was priceless. They knew they react to fear, and he oozes it. His whole act is making you think he's not an evil, terrified punk. The canines called him on it every effing time. Woof. I love Noel's Trump stories. Oh, hilarious. Yeah. Oh, and this one, the former president of Fox News has criticized Trump Jr., Don Jr., calling him a low IQ oaf. You know why I love that? Because I thought Lauren Bacall was the only one that uses the word oaf. Oaf's a good word. Yeah,
well,
she called her PR people, you incompetent oaf.
After you did what she asked you not to do.
Yes. No, I did. Well, I did.
You didn't have to listen to
the direction of my executive producer. You didn't have to listen. I asked her about Bogey.
You didn't have to listen. You could
have said no. The entire sentence was, you incompetent oaf. I said no Bogey. That's a pretty good Lauren Bacall. The kids love that one.
Yeah.
All right. Larry in Minneapolis. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Stephanie, Chris, and Jody.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you guys? Good. I love you guys. I feel like I know you guys. I listen to you every single day.
Thank you.
And the first thing I want to do is establish, can I be the official mailman of Minneapolis for you?
Sure. Oh, fantastic. Will you be at Sexy Liberal? That's the important thing.
Hell to the yes.
Yeah. Oh,
I've been already. Yeah. I'm wearing my blue pleather postal shirt, like, you know, hello. I'm doing the VIP thing, or on the rocks, or whatever that is.
Yes. Oh, my God, we can't
Minneapolis
wait.
Minneapolis is so ready for you. Oh, my
Aww.
God, I'm talking about.
We are so ready first next all, Saturday night. It is. We are kicking it all off
yes,
in Minneapolis.
Everybody has to be there. Come on, guys.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll see you there. Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal on panel. We're still working on other stuff, but our very first stop on the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. We're really, really excited. Okay. Oh, and in May, don't forget, we're going to Madison. We got a lot of props on Twitter, Jody.
All right.
SCW says, I give you, Steph, I give you and Jody an A for trying to pronounce Oconomowoc.
I did it.
You did it. Yeah. I'll give you guys something easy to try. Try Mukawango or Menominee.
Menominee.
It's easier than a bonobod. A monomonomy. Yes. Right. Oh, Cynthia said, forget trying to pronounce Wisconsin cities. Try to pronounce these Michigan cities. Mononomy.
The bonobod.
Yeah. Mononomy.
The bonobod.
Did I do that right? Mononomy. Mackinac.
Mackinac.
Antonagon. Dowowakiak. Or Lake Gojibic.
Like Goji Berry?
Okay.
You're trying.
My best friend is from Michigan. I can ask him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you'd think someone that comes from, you know, up the transit from Cheektowaga, Tanawana, Lackawanna, I'd be better at that. But
I came from an area that had a Pocosin and a Kickitan.
Good for you. And bless you. Yeah. Chris in Kentucky. Hello. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, I am a former Republican, and I've gone through a political evolution. And I just want to thank you and also Randy Rhodes for kind of steering me, getting my head kind of cleared out of being a Rush Limbaugh fan and supporter.
Oh, Hold on. Oh, my. Wait, I got to hear the rest of this. Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, and John Fugelsang next.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens. Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders of Northland College in Ashland will keep trying to stay in business. A 24-day emergency campaign raised about $1.5 million from 900 donors, but that's far short of its $12 million goal. Trustees will meet again in 2 weeks. Tax Day is the 15th. The IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Terry Ollie is a consumer advocate. She says the software connects lower-income filers to the earned income and child tax credits.
Folks who don't file are disproportionately Black, Latino, Indigenous, headed by a single parent. Those are the households that often stand to benefit from thousands of dollars in tax credits.
Wisconsin is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Dane County parks are getting help becoming more handicapped accessible. Parks officials are unveiling a new all-terrain wheelchair. It'll let park visitors with disabilities roam with fewer limitations. The wheelchair is a gift from a partnership called Healthy Parks, Healthy You. It'll be stored at Lunny Lake Farm Park. Dane County Parks is also getting a new van to support youth camps focused on making area parks more accessible. Dane County's six biggest food banks say the number of households they serve has more than doubled in the past 2 years. Between 2021 and 2023, there was a 112% increase in demand. Leaders at Second Harvest tell Channel 3 it's likely due to pandemic-era benefits running out and inflation. All 16 Food Fight Group restaurants are donating a dollar for every special menu item ordered in April. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. And then we are keeping an eye on a system that'll bring some wind and rain on Sunday, Monday into Monday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Certainly, it's good advice to Democrats. Listen, the president had all major police chiefs to the White House just last month. Violent crime is across the board down in most major cities, and that's something we need to talk about, certainly, as Democrats. The highest jump in the homicide rate, the murder rate in this country annually, happened in the last year of the Trump administration didn't happen in any of the Biden years over these last 3 years. So again, the president is running on his record. Donald Trump is now is a different situation than 2016, has a record he's got to defend as well.
Well, that was on Fox News. Yeah, well. Oh my God. Really great jobs report. Quant crime is way down. Ruh-roh. That got onto Fox News. Okay. All right. Hey, looky who's here. Aw, come on with that finger thing. That's not fair to the ladies. Hiya, John.
I love when you ask for my finger thing, Stephanie. Welcome from the New York Bureau, where we just had an earthquake, children.
I heard. Did you feel it?
That's how much I miss California.
Exactly. Did you feel it? Was it big?
Yeah, I felt it. I thought they were, but it wasn't that.
That's
big.
What I asked most of your groupies at Sexy Liberal, by the way.
Yeah,
what?
They all haven't recovered from the tremors yet, I know. No, it was the whole room started shaking, but I never expect an earthquake here. And in L.A., the cats go crazy about a minute before the earthquake comes. Here, my cats are drunk. They're just passed out. But I thought there was like a big truck outside, and I went to the window and didn't see it and found out on Twitter it was an earthquake. So we're catching up with you guys.
Wow. I think it's mostly just excitement from Sexy Liberal starting in a week in Minneapolis.
I think God's very, very mad because of fragile fake Christian Visibility Day on Easter. That's what I think.
By the way, you retweeted Trump sues his social media partners after stock loses $4 billion in the first week of trading. And you said Trump screwing over someone who went into business with him? That can't be.
Have you seen that stock? Have you seen that stock?
Yes.
Donald Trump's stock is going down so hard, Trump just paid it hush money. I mean, it's not going well for the man. His stock is so disappointing, he's calling it Eric. It's not going well for the man.
Okay. This was on par, a fantastic week for, first of all, Trump lost like a ton of times. Biden, yes. Win after win this week. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead. Let's talk about the New York, because what's today, Jody?
Today's the 5th of April.
10 days. Yeah. In 10 days, that trial starts, John. And he's, as usual, trying everything he can to throw at the wall. And it's not working thus far. So this we've been talking about, that Letitia James submitted a filing asking for proof that the company covering his bond in the fraud case is actually financially sound. Once again, shocking. Someone he's involved with, subprime car guy, might be shady. Right. The Mr. Hanky might be hinky in some way. Sure.
Do you understand the beauty of this? I mean, atheists, do you understand what God is doing right here? Right now, Donald Trump might have his properties confiscated because he went into business with someone who overinflates his assets. That's literally what happened yesterday.
I haven't looked at it that
violated. Way. Why would you lie about how much wealth you have?
She said Knight Specialty Insurance Company is trying to operate without a certificate of qualification. In New York, state regulators are required to meet certain standards, guaranteeing they're solvent, blah, blah, blah. So the company must prove they're financially able to cover Trump's hefty sum if he loses the appeal. You just know there's always another shoe to fall with something with Trump, right?
Yeah, always. Guys, I keep telling you, don't let this affect you emotionally, okay? The media gaslighting is in full swing. And I see very nice, very normally sane liberals who are so happy and exuberant one day, and then 2 hours later, they're gnashing their teeth and ripping their garments over Trump getting some good news. It's going to be like this, guys. Don't worry. There's no way this ends well for Trump. I keep saying it. Don't forget to stop and smell the train wreck, okay? He can't even do business in New York anymore. It's going to be a terrible year for Trump. And if he gets the White House, it's going to be worse for him. Just, please, Satan's in charge, folks. Satan's in charge. Let him do his thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sorry. My stomach did a little thing. Oh,
he's not going to become president either, by the way.
This is in honor of your Twitter feud with a racist. Did you hear this?
Yes.
Trump said, hang on. Here we go.
Would you rather have the black president or the white president who got $1.7 billion off the price? I think they want the white guy right now.
Why bother with dog whistles this time, right?
He's the most uppity white man I have ever heard.
I don't know who this is. You just got into it. I don't know. Who's Robert? Robert Dabney.
They're coming at me. The Confederates and the Jew haters are just so emboldened on Twitter. It's crazy. Yeah.
You tweeted at him and slavery was evil, right? And he said, wrong, John. How many times do you need to be told this? You said that treatment of black people under American slavery was acceptable to you, Robert. He said, of course. Negroes were considerably better off under the loving care of their southern masters than they are on today on Uncle Sam's plantation. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wonder how they're voting, huh? Wonder how the racists are voting. They're still doing it. They're still out there saying, oh, the Democrats were for slavery and the Republicans freed the, you know, and then they're waving their Confederate flag at the same time. We know what side the racists are on. The media is going to play dumb about it. There's more of us. The only mission now is to get people excited to vote in November, because if we have high turnout, this thing gets shut down. And look what they did this week in Florida by putting both weed and abortion on the ballot. It's the best news of the week. It kind of got overshadowed a bit. But the amount of money the Republicans are going to have to spend now to defend Florida, these measures might not pass, but it's going to drive so many more people to the polls in Florida that the Republican Party is going to spend a lot of cash they don't have, because Lara Trump is rooting, bleeding the RNC dry to defend their state. So, I mean, this election's already fascinating. It's already in play. And as soon as we know for sure that we don't work for Bibi Netanyahu, we'll be in an even better position.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, love this tweet. Charlotte Clymer said Netanyahu needs to resign, even by the standards of this incredibly era. He is bottom of the barrel. He needs to resign, and he needs to be investigated for war crimes. Yeah.
Not making Israel safer, folks. He lied he was making Israel safer. Starving Palestinian civilians is not making Israel safer. It's just making Palestine safer to kill everybody off so Jared Kushner can build beachfront condos.
Thank you.
What this is about.
Thank you. And, Trump said it again about, they need to finish it up, meaning, like, kill everyone that's left in Gaza. I mean, it's just
ethnic cleansing.
So 3 hours after a tough call between President Biden and Netanyahu, Netanyahu approved new steps to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. He presented Netanyahu with an ultimatum: change course regarding the humanitarian crisis, or the U.S. will change its policy regarding the war. Netanyahu came to the meeting with Biden with a list of steps and told the president he was going to approve them. We shall see, but it strikes me, John, like he's trying to stay out of jail just like Trump is.
That's it. Everything Netanyahu's doing is not for Israel. It's all to hang on to his own power. And it is illegal for us to continue arming Israel under our own laws and under the Geneva Convention. They're using starvation as a weapon of war. And again, it's not making the people of Israel safer. It's Netanyahu, as you pointed out, Ms. Miller, trying to keep his job. It's horrible. And I just feel like what he did to the World Central Kitchen workers.
Yeah.
It was deliberate. They were coordinating their travel with Israel. With the IDF was coordinating their route, and it was three separate drones.
It wasn't an accident. They may have been mistaken that there was, Hamas in that convoy, but it wasn't. That's not an accident.
They were sending a signal to other aid groups that you're not safe. Don't try to bring aid in here. And what's the next step? We're going to have U.S. Marines landing on the beach like it's Normandy to bring food to these people?
Yeah.
Netanyahu's trying to starve these people to death to take the land. It's not helping anyone. It's not making the region safer. It's him trying to stay out of jail. And it's more proof, Hamas and Netanyahu, that putting extreme religious conservatives in charge of governments always leads to the opposite of what their holy books preach. Always.
We haven't talked about the Roseanne factor, John. I know you know her.
Yes, I've always loved Roseanne very much. But yes, it is.
Something's not right.
I don't get it.
Okay. I just said the same thing about JFK, what do you call it, RFK Jr.
People we've known
and loved and have gone. Woohoo! Okay, here she is, John. And I'm sorry to do this to you, but.
Hey, old bro. How are you doing? I'm here at Mar-a-Lago supporting Carrie Lake, and it was a fantastic evening.
What kind of music does he play?
I think people are amazed watching her dance much the way they're amazed watching me dance.
She was wearing a turban and holding a glass of wine.
whilst saying okay. that.
Mm-hmm. Strong opening bid. Strong opening bid for the Mar-a-Lago set. Strong, strong opener.
What kind of music does Trump play when he DJs?
Somebody put his Spotify list up.
Really?
Anything he can do is double handy J dance to whatever.
Mostly stuff he doesn't have the rights to. Right. You know, look, Roseanne, here's what I'll say about Roseanne. She's a legend. She's an influential, great comic. She's been very good to me. She's been very upfront about her struggles with mental illness for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think back to the character she played on the Roseanne sitcom, and it was all about working class values. And now it's all about protecting the wealth. Now it's all about making the richest among us more comfortable, and it's really, really
tragic. That's a great point. Yeah, I feel the same. Like Bobby Kennedy, I just want him to get help. I want him to get out of the race, but I want him to just get help. But
Bobby Kennedy's problem is he's got too much help right now. And it's really great when a guy who pumped heroin into his body is warning the rest of us about vaccine needles. I love Bobby. I love Ring of Fire Radio, but he's working to get Trump reelected, and so is Cheryl Hines. I mean, Tim Mellon is the top donor to both Bobby Kennedy and Trump's super PAC.
What does that tell you? Yeah.
He likes their ideology.
Yeah. One more, Roseanne, just because I love you.
So I'm just going to say to you, please drop out of college because it's going to ruin your lives. Do me a favor, drop out. They don't teach you nothing good. Email me or Twitter me or whatever you call me, and I'll help you with your life. But you've got to get out of college because it isn't nothing but devil-worshipping, baby-blood-drinking Democrat donors.
I want her to help me out. Maybe I should just tweet
her. Yeah. Okay.
It's really awkward. It's always awkward when an entire country realizes they owe Tom Arnold an apology. You know? I mean, we've never faced a reckoning like this, America, but we all owe Tom a serious apology.
By the way, so she said she was there for a Kerry Lake something.
Yeah,
Kerry Lake fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
She actually Kerry Lake raised a lot of money at this time.
Maybe Kerry can lend her a filter. Okay.
and then Kerry can go smear John McCain to all the seniors she'll need to be elected.
Uh huh.
So she and her allies have, you know, been criticizing anyone who said she'd given up on defending herself in the defamation suit filed by Maricopa County Recorder. She said, "Everything I've ever said about the elections is true, and I stand by it." The judge presiding over the case reminded Lake and her attorneys in a filing exactly what a default judgment means. Lake automatically defaulted in the case. A defaulted party loses all rights to litigate the merits of the cause of action. I mean, these election deniers, they just will not give up, right? No matter how many rulings.
Kerry Lake is one of the fakest women I have ever met in my life, and I've lived in Beverly Hills and worked on Fox and Friends. She's one of the most insincere plastic people I've ever met, and anyone who's spent time around humans can tell how fake she is in one interview. You know, if that's what it takes, if Arizona's going to turn back the clock and go for stupid liars again, then they'll do it. I don't think they will. I think Ruben Gallego's in a great place, and I think his fundraising is going to be phenomenal. And I think Arizona's grown up too much. I don't think they're going.
I'm glad that Donald Trump is apparently listening to her campaign strategy. Hers was like, you know, get the out. John McCain voters don't need you. And Trump is like, you know, Nikki Haley voters don't need you.
But
so
that's what they're doing.
Excellent advice.
Donald Trump only got 59% of the South Carolina primary. Nikki Haley was getting like 14%.
She's 15% still getting people that have dropped out of the race are still getting. I mean, what does that tell you, right?
It tells me there's 25 to 33% of Republicans who aren't going to vote for this guy, and he's not trying to get their votes.
Right.
He's not. He's not trying to get any independent votes. The scariest thing about Trump's campaign is that they are campaigning just to get the people who already love them to vote for them again, and they're not casting a wider net at all. It's almost like, Stephanie, they think they don't need democracy to win this.
Yeah.
Because they're not.
Well, you know what? Here, this is why I saved this for Sexy Liberal Save the World. Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour.
I'm tired.
Okay, hey. Robert Reich said, pay attention to how the media frames this election. They say we're deeply divided, but miss the big picture. One side would throw the rules of democracy out entirely. That's not just divided. That is wanting to end our country as we know it by putting a strong man in charge. And that is why John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks and Frangela and I must save the world this time. We already saved democracy the last time. Now it's bigger than that, John. SexyLiberal.com. And what's up on SiriusXM tonight?
Tonight I'm going to have TV's Frank, Frank Conniff, my former sidekick, returns to the show for all kinds of inappropriate laughs. So please, please tune in.
Hilarious. All right. Love you, John. Mwah.
Thanks, here he John. Goes.
Personal comedy, Jesus. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's awesomeness and prescience. She is both precious and has prescience. Prescience. She knew about Credo Mobile 15
years
ago.
There you go. There. That's an effective way of saying
that. I should have just sent psychic. Uh-huh. Okay. Credo Mobile has donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits. They share your values. Mm-hmm. They're America's only progressive phone company. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that feeling, that good feeling that comes. You get a little shiver. You're like, ooh, look at me. I just made a difference by sending a poop emoji. Look what I did.
Made a boom on your phone.
He made a boom boom. You'll get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, all the latest models, and check this out. Go to CredoMobile.com. Switching is so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. But if you type in the code STEPH, you get $250 off any smartphone. That's CredoMobile.com. Type in STEPH for $250 off.
Ah, the more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology, in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the eye candy of the Stephanie Miller Show, Chris LaBoy.
What I do?
Well, you are brought to us by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Yes.
Right?
I love protein.
Can't believe someone called you the eye candy.
Well.
What am I?
I'm smart.
I'm not even referred to in the tweet. Okay.
Yeah, your name's on the show.
I'm apparently irrelevant now for eye candy or for anything else. Okay, Power Life High Impact Protein. We love it. Jody and I do the plant protein. Chris does the whey protein. Yep. Tony Horton, P90X guy, invented it. He got shingles. He got super sick. He is now 65, feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, naturally occurring molecule, that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise.
Yeah.
High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein. You can mix it with your favorite beverage. It supercharges your muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. A strawberry, there's strawberry vanilla, there's vanilla, there's chocolate.
It's good.
There's no peanut butter jelly time, but of those other flavors.
I take the chocolate and I put some peanut butter in it for a little extra protein.
Yummy.
It's you are so good.
So creative.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 56 minutes after the hour. Oh, there's the love tweet, Jody. Rick said, Steph, a big thank you to Jody Hamilton for the amazing bookings of the Progressive Jesters. Chris rocks the testosterone and is the eye candy of the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm not even mentioned, even as part of the booking process. I'm not even nothing. Eye candy? No, nothing. You're pretty? No. Just delivery system for the eye candy. Testosterone-laden eye candy.
I contribute to the show, too.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, eye candy. Chris in Kentucky. Hello, Chris.
Hello again, Stephanie.
Hi. Oh. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I was talking about my political evolution.
Oh.
And
oh my God. I left you on hold for a really long time. I'm sorry. I had Tom Fugle saying.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Right. Now you're no longer a fan, but okay. Sorry. Sorry. Yes, you used to be a right winger, and Randy Rhodes and I have brought you to the light. And okay, but were you gonna pause and then do a right wing talking point, or are you gonna stay? Yeah. Are we gonna stay in love?
Is there a big butt coming?
Oh, we're very close.
Oh.
And in fact, you're a couple years older than me. I know everybody calls you Mama, but I think I'm gonna call you Sis.
Okay.
Sis, so that's okay
and
with you.
That age is 42.
The reason I'm calling is I wanted to comment on what Robert Kennedy Jr. said about firearms, and he says the NA, NIA should study that. Well, when I heard him say that, I thought, well, that's a good thing because we do need to study gun violence. However, when I heard him blame antidepressants and video games, I just shook my head.
Yeah.
The problem is with that assumption is, I'm an older guy and I play video games. I play with my nephews.
Yeah.
And
I'm so sorry. I have to slam you into a heartbreak again. Please don't leave me. But yes, and there are a lot more guns. He was completely wrong about that. Fridays with Frangela next.
A
fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.